A federal tax incentive meant to drive private investment to neglected areas took effect a little over a month ago in 43 Columbus area census tracts. So, why are some of those tracts already flush with private investment? In January, Congress added a program called Opportunity Zones to the new tax bill, offering a break on capital gains taxes in a targeted set of communities. The idea, aimed at addressing generational poverty, came from former Congressman Pat Tiberi.
How do you incentivize, without creating a new government program, that private investment in areas where it otherwise wouldn't go?
In order to be eligible, census tracts need a poverty rate above 20% or median incomes lagging behind city or state earnings. From there, governors choose a quarter of eligible areas. In Columbus, city officials led a group of local governments recommending 49 census tracts. 43 in Franklin County were approved. Mark Lundine heads up Columbus's economic development team, and he describes the directives he got from the mayor to develop the list.
A, identify the neighborhoods that really need investment the most. B, identify census tracts that have an opportunity to receive the investments. And C, identify census tracts where you have an opportunity to grow jobs.
But a public records request shows rather than focusing on lack of private investment, Mayor Andrew Ginther's letter to the governor often emphasizes places where dollars are already flowing. Like this construction site, crawling with bright yellow tractors near Ohio State's Wexner Medical Center. Not exactly an area associated with generational poverty. It's part of a census tract covering much of West Campus and running up to Ackerman Road. In a letter of support, OSU President Michael Drake touts a brand new hospital tower, the largest single facilities project ever undertaken by the school. The city and county note two new hotel developments totaling $80 million and several 150-plus unit residential complexes in the works. The poverty rate in this tract and the one just north of it easily qualify. But with a university so close, their population skews smaller and younger than average.
I think the question is not whether the poverty rate is correct. The question is whether these places would develop anyway without the tax credit.
Rachel Kleet studies city and regional planning at Ohio State. She says there are many legitimate strategies officials might pursue, like focusing on the poorest areas, or places where investments will have the greatest impact, or tracts at risk of backsliding.
I think if I were choosing, I probably would not choose those places that already have a lot of stuff going on because they don't need it. That's not the point.
Just north of campus, another census tract runs along the west side of the Olentangy River, from North Broadway to Bethel. Here, local officials point to Ohio Health's $100 million investment in a new headquarters. Residents like Michael and Judy Bruce live just north of the hospital, and they're confused to learn their neighborhood qualified as a low-income community.
I find it curious that anybody in this area that you're describing would be considered low income.
There's some expensive houses up north of us.
Oh yeah, you take the Knolls, my goodness.
And they've got a point. This tract doesn't qualify, or at least it doesn't anymore. The Treasury Department used figures from 2015, and this tract narrowly met requirements that year with a poverty rate of 20.5%. So investors can reap the benefits of Opportunity Zone tax breaks, even though just 1 year later, poverty rates fell well below requirements. Pressed on why local officials selected this tract along with the two near OSU, Lundine points to a regional transportation initiative.
We also are working on a project regionally that focuses on five high-priority transit corridors. And that's one of the five transit corridor lines. So that was a driver for why those three were picked.
But in other areas of the city, tracts along those corridors with higher poverty rates and lower median incomes were ignored. There are four such tracts in Franklinton and Linden, as well as another nine on the east side. I asked the city about the discrepancy, and in an email, a spokeswoman said the transit study was just one element in determining opportunity zones. She also said they tried to cover neighborhoods across Columbus rather than focus on one area. Nick Evans, WOSU News.